Overstrained ideas of health reform. Poor, half-decayed fruit and vegetables should never be placed upon the table because it is a savings of a few pennies. This kind of management is a loss, and the body that should be nourished as a temple of the Holy Ghost and be fitted to do the very best kind of work is neglected. Many speeches were made in regard to self-denial and self-sacrifice that were wholly inappropriate and uncalled for. Brother M. was so reduced by poor food and by want of conveniences and proper, careful attention while absent from his family, that he had no strength to withstand exposure and disease. He died a martyr to misconceived, crooked ideas of what constitutes health reform and self-denial. He always had little thought for his own convenience, and was left too much to himself, to care for himself. He was willing to do anything to save means. Such conscientious souls are the ones who are hurt by these overstrained ideas of what constitutes health reform. Sister R's family have been injured by the idea she has entertained of health reform. Brother John has been a hard worker, and the food taken into his stomach has not nourished him, it has not supplied the wants of his system and has not made the best quality of blood. The weakness from which he is now suffering is caused by a poverty of the blood more than by any real disease. Why will not men and women to whom God has given reasoning powers exercise their reason? When they see their strength is failing, why do they not investigate their habits and their diet, and change to a different diet to see its effect? The sufferings that have been brought about by a so-called health reform have militated greatly against true reforms. These narrow ideas and this overstraining in the diet question have done great injury to physical, mental, and moral strength. Our missions should be conducted in a merciful way. It never pays to cheat the stomach of healthful, wholesome food, for it is robbing the blood of nourishment, and in consequence the whole system is deranged, the whole mind diseased, and God has lame, inefficient service in place of healthy, sound labor. There are sufferers on every hand because people do not think that the body needs special favors.